Hello, it's the 6th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A drug dealer from Luton who made elaborate displays of his wealth has been sent to prison. A Bedford resident, Mansour Kiani, 28, was found guilty of conspiracy to supply heroin and cocaine. Footage was recorded at an exclusive club in Knightsbridge that Manor attended, where an expensive champagne was being poured over Rolex watches. His arrest came as a result of Operation Costello, which targets the high-ups of drug dealing organisations. Servers from the encrypted platform used by persons involved in illegal activity were seized by police. Messages viewed on the platform were linked to the suspects. Mr. Khan has been jailed for 15 and a half years. Cartel UK Limited, a Bedford-based supplier of heating and bathroom products, has acquired Vogue UK Limited, a company that produces heated towel railings and associated products. The acquisition will expand Cartel's product range and accelerate its international reach. Cleanliness issues continue to plague Fusion Lifestyle managed swimming pool facilities in Bedford and Kempston. Councillor Graham Coombs spoke of the complaints he had received by pool visitors. Councillor Doug McMurdo, portfolio holder for Leisure and Culture, emphasised that all grievances should be escalated to him directly so that issues could be addressed in a timely manner. The name of a traditional pasty with a suet crust enclosing a meat filling at one end and a sweet filling at the other was the question. The answer? Bedfordshire Clanger was guessed correctly by Josh Widdicombe on the BBC game show Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.